Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is
a man in need of one of those "All You Need Is Love and a Cat" bumper stickers.
That's true. Is Chairman Meow himself.
Chairman Meow. That's right.
Mr. Evan is here. We are live for our 27th annual State Fair Show.
You forgot where we were for a second.
I blacked out. I've already got grease on the brain.
You do.
And
well, I think you're digging out that apron place that looks like it's a lingerie booth.
It does.
Are they really selling? They are. We have to go by there.
We might have to.
Because it looks like there's a couple kind of rockabilly chicks there, yeah, which are always fun to look at.
Wow. We learn a new thing every day. We just got to open our eyes.
We have to go there.
All right. But for those of you who have kept track, I think this is year 5. Year 4-ish?
Yeah, this would be the 4th, yes.
Yes. Our 4th annual State Fair Show, where we basically are going to take the next few minutes, hours.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, exactly. And try to eat our way around the Minnesota State Fair. So we're going to get started, and we're up in Heritage Square. That's where we're starting.
And sure, I think we started here last year, too.
Yep, and it's a great place to start, mostly because it's close to the parking. but we're going to go over to a new stand called Ole's Cannoli.
Is it on the way?
Is the sexy apron place on the way?
I'm really curious.
We can hit it on the way out.
Okay.
We have to come back out this way.
Because if I buy one, I don't want to be carrying in a sexy apron around the whole time.
Well, I think you should wear it.
Depends on how sexy it is, I guess.
That's true. You know, just lines over the nipples.
You know the horrible thing? You know the horrible thing is there's shit over there that my wife would actually enjoy.
Yeah, you guys don't come to the fair.
She hates people.
And
mostly you. And she knows just the chance that you might also be here.
And the likelihood of that.
It's pretty good likelihood.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
All right, let's roll.
All right.
Now, we should also say, if this is your first State Fair Show we've ever done,
buckle up.
Buckle up, but also get ready for the fact that since we have to actually go get stuff, there's a lot of vamping that one of us has to do.
Typically you.
Normally me, because you have all the money.
Right.
We just do, and we do that for simplicity's sake.
Yes.
Just one person carrying the money.
And I know what to order.
Yes. And you're an experience. Now, we talked about this on the car ride down. You've normally been here a couple times before we go to this.
Okay.
But this year you only went once. You only did one scouting run.
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, it's like you've never been on a podcast before.
What the hell's wrong?
No, but I feel like I'm a little out of my game right now.
Okay.
So we'll see how this.
So you got to buckle down.
Let's see how this if we can get this to pick up. So I'm gonna grab the cannoli.
This is the bizarrest combination I've seen in a while. Yeah, sure. We're at where are we at? We're at Ole's Cannoli, which is gonna fit the theme of the goofy named place. It's one of the newer places. They sell two things. They sell cannolis and Swedish coffee. Don't understand how that works. But yeah, there we are. Yeah, I'm surrounded by, like we said, with Heritage Square. There's a few. This seems more crafty, I guess. What's the word for it? There's a lot more non-food stuff here. You got a bookstore, pottery. It's almost Renfesty. You got a lot of crafts and things like that. You got the sexy apron store, like I mentioned. I look like a crazy person because I'm just standing here talking to myself.
You do look like a crazy person.
I knew I should have worn my pants around my ankles.
Give it time.
Depending on how good this cannoli is, might just happen. I think it's funny that you have the option of pistachios. I've never seen pistachios.
I actually thought it was, from what I read online, it was an actual pistachio filling, which I would be totally down with.
I cannot stand pistachios.
What?
It's a nut thing. I don't like nuts.
Yeah, you don't.
That was stupid. Never say that again.
I'm sorry.
I'm almost glad the microphone probably didn't pick it up. Oh, excuse me. It's all right. So we got the giant turkey drumstick place, of course. Got to do it. Let's see here. Ooh. Just gonna mosey on over here. When you're in a place called Heritage Square, you really should mosey just a little bit. A lot of old-fashioned-y kind of places. An old-fashioned ice cream parlor with a U. Parlure. Yeah, fancy old-fashioned nuts over there. Not to be confused with myself, of course. Got pottery. Yeah, shirts and stupid crap over there. So Dave is in line already. While I look at a Robert Ludlum
paperback.
Are you ready? That is not what I was expecting.
Well, what are you expecting?
A cannoli.
That is a cannoli.
It's covered in chocolate, though.
Uh-huh.
That's like a dessert cannoli. I guess I was thinking of stromboli. I was thinking more meats and stuff.
Oh my, that's good.
It's also a large black, a large dark brown something with white cream on the end. It's just, it's very suggestive.
What is a cannoli, you ask? It's a flaky fried pastry, shell stuffed with creamy, sweet creamy ricotta cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Topped with chocolate chips, pistachios, and sprinkles. We went with the chocolate cannoli, so it's got a chocolate dip on it.
Yep.
But we didn't get any toppings on it.
No, I did not.
And I kind of like it all natural. And you, oh, there it went.
I broke it.
There it went.
I broke the cannoli.
One more?
Oh, yeah.
It's all yours, sir. That was good.
That was surprisingly good.
Yeah. I really think, I'd be curious what the au naturel one is. Uh-huh. I mean, I've had cannolis before. Now that I remember what the hell they are. And this one seemed a little crunchier. And I think that might have a lot to do with the chocolate covering.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
Oh, no, I like it. You know. Shall we keep moseying? Yeah, especially for a place called Ollie's Cannolis. Like, that's really what I'm curious. I'm wondering, this is pure speculation on my part.
Yep.
I'm wondering if there is a Swedish or a Scandinavian, essentially a cannoli, and it's called, like, Lutehurgendurgen.
No.
Well, I was going to say, it's called something that sounds ridiculous in Swedish, but they know it looks like a cannoli. So people can they understand what a cannoli is. They don't know what a Hurgenflurgen is.
Right. Oh, do you want to know what the name is?
What is it?
It's Krumkaka.
Well, see, now Krumkaka, I've had Krumkaka.
Then I think that's
That's not necessarily a cannoli.
But you could stuff it like
that. Oh, absolutely. Krumkaka is just the actual cake part, yeah. Or the crispy part.
And there is and also a derivative of it, like an almond lace cookie, which you're going to have. Well, essentially, like an almond candy, melted down from almond bark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And roll the same way.
My stepmother might as well be a Viking. That's how Swedish she is, so I'm very familiar with this kind of stuff.
That sounded way dirtier than it actually was.
Get your mind out of the gutter, you perv.
What can I say? Your stepmother's hot.
I'm not making any comments. It's really...
Good.
Yeah, just...
For once, I can shut you up.
Let's just move on here. Fried pickles! Have we ever done fried pickles at the fair?
No, we haven't.
So...
We can do fried pickles.
We could. I mean, I'm...
If you're having a hankering...
You have a schedule. You have a map?
It's up here.
It's up in the... Oh, great. Is anywhere on your brain map the sound-activated light-up shirt?
No. Do we have a sign?
There's a booth right there that sells them.
Ah, no.
No?
It's not.
So, you know, there is something about the crowds, and it is a very, very packed fair this year I've noticed.
It is a little bit busier than previous years.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
This is a very, very busy portion of the fair. Did we actually get cannoli?
I spilled cannoli on the actual microphone.
That's professional.
Just on the screen, though, I think we're good. Now, that is a bizarre smell.
Yeah, they got pickle and something else.
We're in this kind of cross breeze. I really think, like, the weatherman, because they're always looking for stupid shit to do at the fair.
Right.
They should really track scent fronts as throughout the fair. Like,
we got a French fry coming in.
Yeah, we got a hot pickle front coming through.
Yes.
You know, that'd be worth tracking, I think. So, you go to the fair many times.
Four, usually. Three to four, I can say.
Yep. And is there anybody you don't, like, that does not go with you, but likes to take advantage of the fact that you go so often?
What, like a moocher?
Yeah, but, yeah, that's one way to put it.
Get this for me at the fair.
Yes.
No, I tell them no. No, it does not happen. I don't think you can call yourself a true Minnesotan unless you go to the fair.
Now, if this wasn't for this show, I would not go to the fair.
I know, and I would excommunicate you. I would file the paperwork and make sure that happened.
Now, I do want to point out, before we get too much further, that, what was I going to say? Oh. Sorry, I was distracting myself there. There are two big things that the fair is for me. One is just lots of crazy food.
Right.
It's gluttony on several levels, because the other thing is a lot of I am going to hell. And I'll let the listeners figure out what that means.
Right.
But seriously, I am going to hell.
All right. You ready for a Yosemite sandwich?
Yosemite sandwich. I mentioned this before. This is the year of stupid names for places. Now this is an established place, because it's not a booth. It's an installation. Wow. So where are we?
We're at the Frontier Grill. Right off of the Adventure Park, which has got all the thrill rides and whatnot.
Yep.
And this is an actual established place.
Is this the first year they've been here?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's been here for years and years and years.
All right.
But, it is not something that we usually go to, simply because we don't go to the established places. We don't go to one place to sit down.
I do have one thing.
What up?
And, you know, again, this is just me being weird. So on their menu, they got the side orders, and they've got actually a very surprisingly good beer selection for the state fair. I mean, they've got Shock Top. I don't think I've ever seen Shock Top on tap.
That's the one wonderful thing about the beer halls here.
Yeah.
Is that they really get a, and it's happened over the years.
Yeah.
Is that as beer tastes have become more refined, the fair has migrated with it.
But they do have something on their side orders called the High Noon Nachos.
Hey.
Now, High Noon is where cowboys kill each other.
Right.
I don't like food associated with death.
Right.
I'm weird, I admit, but... All right, Dave is going to get food. What exactly is an Old West Bratwurst, too, by the way?
I don't know, but I think it's probably the same as a regular bratwurst.
There's a lot of semantic arguments I want to make with this place. Because the Old West Bratwurst, what does that mean? What is the difference between an onion ring and an onion tangle? Oh my god, they actually call them alternatives. Do you see that?
No, I know.
Really? Behind a pickle dog booth, they also have a fire dog, and I believe Kool-Aid on a stick as well. No, it's just Kool-Aid, regular Kool-Aid. You lay down and stick it somewhere else. So what's going on here?
Waiting for our food.
We're waiting for our food. Now, did we get one sandwich or two?
One sandwich.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry, this is not more exciting, but, you know, it's a lot of waiting. Oh, you want me to come over there with you?
All right. You all right? He's dying.
I'm dying.
He's dying.
Mm.
Check that out. How badly do you want one of those at home?
That,
how do I not own that? It's an onion dispenser.
Thank you. While I'm choking.
I got to take a picture of this.
It's
we'll
pretty
post
awesome.
This on the show.
Yeah, it's you know similar to a ketchup dispenser or something like that, but no, this is a full-on chopped onion dispenser. It is... That's kind of amazing.
We gotta put onions on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we gotta put onions on it.
Yes.
That's just a rule in general. God damn. Whew. You know what you need in your... See, there's a lot of things in here that I think you should get as a single man.
I'm not.
You should have... Well... As a non-married person,
okay,
you still have some control over your
My intake, yes.
Well, no, I was thinking more of on the decorating front, because like you know the Longhorns with the Miller Lite, right there. I think that's a good one.
That's right. My apartment's really missing a saddle.
A saddle, or well, I'm sure it's got a saddle, but not one mounted on the wall.
Well, as far as you know,
you do need a buffalo head.
That's wearing a Hawaiian lei on a buffalo.
It's a well-laid buffalo head.
Yes, it is.
You know, I watch a lot of the Antiques Roadshow.
Yes.
They do the craft art, you know, the like arts and crafts, frontier
sure.
art.
Sure.
I've never understood the painted table saws.
It's along the same lines as the plaques made out of hubcaps.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't understand that.
Just painted, I mean, they've got several painted saws, not just table saws, but, you know, long saws.
Right.
I don't get that.
I figure out what else I'm missing.
I don't know, I'm you know, the bottles of Shiner Bock that they're hanging, I think that would be good.
Yeah.
You need an animatronic piano player.
How about the sign that says cowgirls can't be tamed?
We would have to ask Katie about that.
That's true.
You know. Excuse me.
So this is taking a little bit longer than I was expecting.
Yeah, way to go, smart guy.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. That's kind of the joy of this show, is the awkward pauses. We're really like the office of state fair shows.
It's true. This sucks.
It's all right. Now, they have a lot of menus and, like I said, tchotchkes around here. They have something on there that's the purchase. Where it's referring to a cow, where you're buying a cow.
Right.
And all the things. Now, the joke of it is that these are all things that come with the cow, but they're going to charge you extra for it.
I'm going to go check on our food.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
You didn't like my cow story?
Not really.
No? Well, I only work with what I got. You jerk. I have a little respect for my craft here.
Yeah.
He started a fight. There we go. Was it waiting for us over there? Or?
Yeah, but you told us to stand over here.
Oh, well.
You want to sit down while I try to tackle this?
Sure.
All right. Let me grab a fork.
We sit here on elementary school cafeteria chairs.
Oh my.
That is a mess.
All right, so we got bacon, taco meat, and fried onions, and nacho cheese on a sesame seed bun. How high?
Why are you eating it with a fork?
I was gonna cut it in half.
Oh. I might have to take my ring off for this.
You might not be able to go home after this.
I might just take my ring off for the whole fair.
Yosemite sandwich. Oh, this looks disgusting.
Now, the cheese on here, that's the nice touch as far as I'm concerned.
We got barbecue sauce, too. This is stoner food. You had to be as high as a kite to eat this. But it is tasty.
It is tasty. I think it's a mix of taco meat. There's a little refried bean in there too, I think.
You think so, or is it just soupy?
I'm getting a little bit of that taste. I don't know what it is. It might be just the spices.
This is really wrong, but really right.
It is definitely a mess.
I was not expecting to like this, but I do.
Really? How could you not like this?
Well, it just seemed to me like it was thrown together. Just like, I have this idea, and I have this idea, and I have this idea. This might work, but it might not work.
But that's really the genesis of sandwiches in general, though.
Well, when you're making the sandwich to make money, when your year depends on it, do you really want to go out on a limb?
How much was the sandwich?
$6.
There's maybe 75 cents of ingredients on this thing.
True.
It's basically pure profit. The most expensive thing part of this is the bun.
That's true.
Okay. Taco meat, it might be, you know, grade F prisoner meat for all I know.
Right.
But it is. It's one of those where I would love to do like a slightly upscale version of this.
Yeah.
Because really what it is, it's not so much that, it's not like, ooh, crazy, it's taco meat. It's really Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah.
It's Sloppy Joe's and bacon.
Sloppy Joe's and bacon and nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And onion rings. There's nothing wrong there.
No.
I've read a lot of reviews already.
Okay.
Of the new State Fair Foods. And nobody's really talking about this one, and I think this is good State Fair food.
It's messy. That's the downside, because you got to sit down for it.
It's messy, but it is that quintessential dirty, thrown together State Fair food.
True, but in my mind, someone should approach the State Fair as if they are being hunted by Tommy Lee Jones.
The Fugitive.
Always moving.
Yep.
You know,
cover your tracks.
Don't stay in one place too long.
Okay.
And I think that's where this fails.
Okay.
But then again, I feel that way about any sort of sit-down place around here.
Right. It did feel a little wrong.
But we can keep moving it over there.
We could manage just standing, but it would have been a project.
No. I don't think they bust tables here. I think we got to do it ourselves. All right. So we're approaching Kearney's Avenue.
Kearney's.
What? That's what it says. Kearney's. Yep. All right, we've cleared out.
Yes.
I'm really going to hell.
A special spot reserved, Aaron?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
All right.
I want you to buy me a giant monkey.
So I'm going to boycott one of the foods on our list simply because I don't want to wait in another line right now.
Okay.
And that was, we were going to get the Serial Killer ice cream.
Yes.
And the line at Blue Moon is just insane. And I don't feel like doing two lines back to back at this point.
No. Maybe hit it on the way back.
Maybe hit it on the way back if it's not too bad. But it's already at, you know, it's about 30 people.
We need to get some momentum going here. We've been standing around too long. We're 25 minutes in. We've only had two things.
I know. And I thought my planning was going to be pretty good, but I was not expecting that delay.
Yes, that's okay. We can soldier forward.
Yes. How do you feel about some poutine?
I love poutine.
All right, we're going to go get some poutine.
Let's go get some poutine.
We're going to go to Duke's Poutine, which is a new vendor this year.
I'm sorry, Duke's Poutine sounds like a gastrointestinal disorder.
It really does. Crohn's disease, Duke's Poutine.
I got Duke's Poutine, man. I can't eat that.
I came down with a horrible case.
I need to get a fish hat.
I can make that happen.
Yeah.
All right.
So where is Duke's Poutine?
Duke's Poutine is this way.
We're headed that way.
We're heading towards the south corner of
the south
hemisphere of the fair. How about that?
That works. You almost got beer on you.
Yeah, I'm good.
We're right by Cafe Kareem. That guy thought it was really funny that you got beer on you.
I almost did.
Right by Cafe Kareem, and I always think that this is the restaurant that closed. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But it's not. It's not related to them at all.
No.
And it's the same band playing there as last year.
But they don't have the crazy guy that killed him dancing.
Well, it's early.
But no shirt.
Oh, that guy.
Remember that?
Yeah. I really think... I think not necessarily for drinking purposes, but for gawking purposes.
Yeah.
They should have underagers wear a bracelet of some kind.
I agree.
Because I'm really feeling dirty.
Yeah, well, your neck's going to hurt. You got it on a swivel.
I know. My tongue's going to dehydrate because it's out of my mouth the whole fucking time. I look like a damn Tex Avery cartoon.
Well, Evan, you should know by now, if they're wearing their high school sweatshirt for volleyball...
Letter jackets are hot. You shut up.
You should know these things.
So we're right by Turkey to Go,
which
in past years I was on that thing like a friggin'... You know,
but you're spoiled.
But I'm spoiled now because they not only do they have the food truck
of Richmond, riches.
Not only do they got the food truck, but they've also got the not, it's not even a stand; it's a full restaurant. I can get it whenever I want.
Right.
And I do.
Yeah, you do.
And it's awesome.
It shows.
Shut up. We need to get a Redwood sign one of these days too.
It's on the list. How about
that? In all the years we've been doing this show, we've never gotten that really stupid state fair tchotchke.
Like spin art?
A spin art. Do they do the wax hands here?
Yeah. If they do, I don't know where.
Yeah. It's really too bad that the Renfest doesn't do good food.
I would never go to the Renfest.
That's because you're a hater. And too many of our high school classmates still go there. That's really what it is.
I'll
You're scared of meeting people you know.
That's true. All right. I'm going to get some poutine.
You're going to get us some poutine?
Yes. You're probably going to have to eat most of this because it's not... I haven't had this yet.
Uh-huh.
But if past poutines...
You're very anti-poutine.
I am. So I'll be right back.
I consider it racist a little bit. Oh, excuse me. It's all right. So it's appropriate that the poutine place, and it's actually the Quebec-style poutine, which I don't know what that means. I guess it's more secessionist, I guess. But it's right across the street from the Miracle Birth Center, which... just let the jokes fill itself up there. Although there is no meat in a traditional poutine. Dave! Give me an orange soda, too. See, that's how I wish we could do orders. The rest of the show is just yell them. Try it. It's fantastic. They're fantastic. You're missing out. Excuse me. Sorry. We're also right by the Taco King, which is has a breakfast burrito and all of those things as well. You know, typical places, things you would get at something called the Taco King. Are you ready? All right. You want to hold the recorder here?
Yes.
All right.
Let's walk out. Let's get away from off the.
Hey, how about this? How about we'll go by the recycling thing, we'll put it down, put the recorder down.
Yeah.
Over there?
Yeah.
Go by the Miracle of Birth Center. Now, have you checked out the baby animals yet?
No, I boycott this one. I can't.
Why do you boycott?
Because the first year I went in there, it's only a couple years old. The first year that I went in there, one of the mama pigs rolled onto the baby pig, and there was a horrible noise. That's a bad idea. I'm going to hold that.
You hold that. Yeah. I'm going to try the poutine.
Mama pig rolled onto the baby pig, and there was screaming from both the baby pig and the mama pig and the spectators that were horrified. And I can't go in there again.
I love traumatizing children. Grown-ass men.
I was a grown-ass man. Well, Duke's poutine, your thoughts.
So... it is a traditional poutine, French fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
It's a black pepper gravy is what I've read.
It's an extremely good gravy.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's got, the reviews that I read on it, that's where they actually mark them down, is on the gravy. Maybe they've they've worked out that issue.
Well, you know, one thing I'll say is traditionally, a poutine gravy is like a really dark brown gravy.
Right.
And this is not. This is more of a lighter gravy.
It's a summer gravy, if you will.
It's a summer gravy. It's in the summer line. And but no, I like it. I like it's a good strong peppery flavor,
okay.
Which I think works really well, because the problem with poutine traditionally is that the only flavoring you're getting is the salt.
Right.
You know, because the cheese
it's salt on salt.
Exactly.
It's a salt orgy.
Yeah. The cheese is typically a very light cheese.
Yes. It's a dirty, dirty salt orgy.
Yeah, and the pepper kind of cuts that a little bit. It balances out.
Yeah.
I like this.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a fan. You want to try some?
I would like to try some. I guarantee you're going to be eating. You're going to be eating most of it. I only got one fork, which is my bad, but...
it's fine.
I'm going to need you to hold the recorder I can use my other hand.
Yeah, I got confused. Right. I think I was looking at the map.
But, no, it's a decent portion. I'd say, what was it, about a pint?
It's very hot.
It's very
hot. You should have warned me about that.
Yeah. I'd say that's about a pint, maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the running on that? $5?
Mm-hmm.
Which is about standard for poutine when you get it in a restaurant. Which there are very few restaurants that have poutine, I guess.
That's good gravy.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
Maybe you're just not a brown gravy on poutine guy.
Maybe it was the gravy that we had on the poutine the first time. It was just all wrong, right?
Well, if I remember right, that was...
Duplex.
That was Duplex.
Which is now out of business.
So if they had gotten the gravy, if they'd used this gravy, they'd probably still be in business. No, I really like the gravy on this. And you know, haters gotta hate, but you know what? I think it works.
Wow. I would have this again.
See what I'm saying?
Which is
very stoner food.
Yeah. It is the year of the stoner. It really is.
It really is the year of the stoner food.
If you actually see this list, it's horrifying. Like, how much weed was smoked?
Where's Grandpa? Shall we keep moving here?
Well,
there's right. Or do you want to hand off?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow, that's rich.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Pile that into your mouth. I'm good. I'm good now.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Pile that into your mouth.
Pile that into your mouth. I'm good. Wow. That's it's quite the word picture there.
You are welcome, sir.
Well, here we can go.
Okay. So we're gonna head up towards the International Bazaar. How bizarre! You did that joke last year, so you can't even get it.
You're lucky I had food in my mouth. Otherwise, I wasn't.
Right.
I'm a Peterson. We're not afraid of repeating jokes.
And we're gonna have two. We're gonna go bizarre foods on this bitch.
Okay.
Because it's time for some testing.
This is one of the famous new foods.
Yes. Two new famous new foods. We're gonna have testes and tongue.
Normally two things that really go well together.
Yeah, but probably not in this case.
Not no.
We're gonna have some deep fried lamb testicles.
And that's the only way I prefer my testicles.
And we're gonna have a beef tongue taco.
See, now that's not that weird to me though.
No. One of the unique things about the two stands that we're going to is that they have a brick and mortar location. Both of them are located inside the Midtown Global Market. The beef tongue tacos. Excuse me. The beef tongue tacos are located at Sonora Grill, which is sharing a stand, essentially a rotating stand, with Fam's Deli, which we talked about on the show before, and then the other one is a Trattoria. God, I don't know.
It's okay.
Oh, lost Evan.
I had to throw the poutine. You can talk while I'm not here.
I know. I just have a hard time just talking to myself.
You get used to it, you know. I really just spout out my political leanings toward things.
So they've got a Sonora Grill has their own, you know, brick and mortar location. And then also Holy Land Deli, which is where we're going to have the lamb testicles, is also in the Midtown Global Market. And they have, you know, a very large space in the Midtown Global Market.
You're going to say they have large testicles.
Yes, they do.
It's really too bad we're recording this on a Monday, because otherwise I could say Holy Testicle Tuesday, but no.
Why would that stop you?
Because it's not Tuesday.
Why would that stop you?
I demand rules on my jokes.
You're right.
They may not be well-known rules, they may not be obvious rules, but there are rules. There's a structure to me, baby.
Wow. Just unexpected.
Yeah.
So.
We're passing Chan's Chicken on a Stick. Which, again, strikes me as not good fair food because you need to play.
Lazy. It's just lazy. It's a chicken kebab.
All
right. You want to finish that off?
Yeah, I'll polish it off.
Yeah. It's laziness.
I'm sure it's delicious.
I'm sure it is, too, but... Again, I want some effort.
It's the state fair. You got to step up your game.
Damn right.
It's the Super Bowl of food people. Okay? Can you tell we're walking by the NPR station?
Yeah, because I got all depressed.
Now, we are passing the mini apple pie booth, which was the highlight of last year.
Really was. I would have that again.
And we might get one depending on the line by the time we get up there. It doesn't look bad.
Do you want one? You need one. Yeah. Is God telling you to have one?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I think so. Well, let's see what the line is like.
That doesn't look too bad.
We can
do
here,
this.
Give me some money. You vamp. I'll get the
pie. Okay, here we go.
We've got a hand off here.
That's not going to do it.
No.
But I'm going to let you hang on to that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mommy.
But make sure you get us a pie and a scoop.
I'll get you a pie and a scoop.
Here's a 20, now go get Daddy a beer.
Well, here, I'll give you $2 back.
No, just hang on to it for the time being.
For $22, we could get a 6-pack of the mini apple pies.
It's a thought. It's a thought, but I don't think I'm that fat.
6-pack to go.
So the mini apple pie is actually known up in Rogers, Minnesota, where they actually have a brick and mortar location again. It is more of a, if you can remember, an old type of Embers style restaurant or Perkins style restaurant, but they're doing everything from scratch instead. But their specialty is the deep fried apple pie. They've since changed their display from last year, where they were just basically in a very basic tent to a brand new stainless steel truckish type of setup with two LCD flat screens, and it looks very, very good, and where you can actually see them assembling everything right in front of you. That looks amazing.
Yes.
This is a good call on your part.
And I went with the cinnamon ice cream as opposed to the vanilla.
You commie.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Thank
Cinnamon's
you.
Delicious, so fuck you.
That's true.
There, that's pretty much the extent of my thought process.
Well played, sir.
Game and match.
Yes.
No, the cinnamon ice cream just on its own is extremely good.
Okay.
But the deep fried apple pie.
No!
Did you drop some?
Ha ha. Oh, hot. It's hot.
Yeah, it's right out.
Blow on it. Blow on it.
Blow on it? Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Slide? Slide into second?
Hot.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh my god, hot.
Spit it back in.
Mm-mm.
Spit it.
No.
I'm really just trying to embarrass you among the other people.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right. We want to keep on trucking?
Yeah. Oh. That was unfortunately very hot. I got a little scared there because I didn't want to blow out the taste buds on the first shot. You know what that's like.
I do.
Then you burn those taste buds and you never get it back.
Nope. Now we're approaching the haunted house.
God, that was a good call. I'm glad you talked me into that.
We're approaching the haunted house. Supposedly, somewhere around here is one of the newest food trucks to hit Minneapolis.
Yes. And I don't know if they permanently parked here. Because they weren't serving
yesterday.
They weren't serving food. And I know what you're talking about. But friend of the show, and we can call him that, can't we?
I think so.
All right.
He doesn't listen. He's not going to contradict.
That's true. But he does occasionally comment on our Twitter posts or retweets
us.
Oh,
does he?
Yes. He retweeted us.
Wow.
Yeah. Mr. Andrew Zimmerman actually is opening up his own food truck called the AZ Canteen. That's really all I know about it.
It's got good food.
Wide variety of food.
Mm-hmm.
And all local.
Yep. But I'm not seeing it around here.
It was.
They may have pulled up steaks.
It was up. I think it does look like they did pull up steaks because it was up right on the hill.
Right on the hill there?
Yep. Yeah. All right, let's cut up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, police are going into the haunted house. Oops, Daisy.
Here, do you want a hand? You want a trade?
Yes, I do.
Hey, this is Evan. So, for reasons that will become apparent shortly, there's a missing section of this week's or this year's State Fair show, and we didn't realize that it was missing until we started editing. So that's why I'm recording this right now. So we're missing the portion between the going to the International Bazaar and then through the food building. Not the food building, the agriculture building, where the Minnesota Craft Beer Association had their deal. So we missed the live reaction when we had the lamb fries, a.k.a. battered lamb testicles, as well as the beer flight. But I think at the end of the show we give a pretty good summary of everything we had, so I don't think we're missing any great insights into there. So, but I just wanted to call attention to the fact that I'm a klutzy doof, and that we're missing a chunk of the show here. So I apologize for my klutzy doofiness, and like I said, I'll explain it right about now.
All right. So do you want to do a little play-by-play of what just happened? Because I'm sure all they got was the wind noise before it hit the ground.
So, I don't know what I did.
I don't know what you're reaching for.
I don't know what I was either, but
were you trying to get up?
I don't know what I was doing, but I suddenly had the urge to fling my arms out. And it fell out of my hand onto the ground. And,
it made that awful plastic noise.
Yeah, that awful, like the drop your cell phone on the street
plastic
noise.
On the plate. There's nothing worse. The only thing that's worse than that is the kerplunk of cell phone hitting water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
We're going to have to resort to recording in the BlackBerry.
No, I still have my other recorder.
With you?
Not with me.
Well,
we're good for today.
Okay. Because I really didn't want to make a return trip with you.
No.
This is a one-time deal.
I know. It's all we can stand of each
other.
But anyway... I dropped the recorder.
Yeah.
And it broke into several pieces.
We've got it rigged up now. The annoying thing is that the guts work. It's just the buttons that are busted.
Dead now.
Well, they've fallen out. Because the buttons are separate pieces. So this might be the final hurrah.
It's a fitting final
It's a fitting hurrah. That's a shame.
All right. Well, let's keep moving.
All right.
Before,
I break it more. I feel like we should have a Viking funeral for this thing.
I'd be okay with that.
I need something to drink.
Yes.
Non-alcoholic.
Yes. God.
Whew.
It's hot.
It's hot, yeah. And luckily, though, this is the coolest day of the week. Because it's supposed to get up to the mid-90s on Thursday.
Just barely.
All right.
Mid-90s on Thursday?
Yeah, 95, they're saying.
Yeah. Sucks out loud.
Yep-em. I'm mourning the loss of our recorder here. You shut up.
So, one of the other things we remarked about on our way over here was the fact that there are more than one new options to get spaghetti on a stick.
And spaghetti on a stick is not a new thing at the fair.
No. But one of the places that we're approaching has what's called, that has spaghetti on a stick, but also has a super stick.
And not a super stick.
And it's
sweet Jesus.
A stick of pepperoni and cheese dipped in a garlic batter mix, deep fried and served with marinara and hot barbecue.
See, the barbecue is where you lose me.
Are you okay? Can we do this?
We can do this. Absolutely.
All right. All right. I'll get it then.
All right, I'll stay here and try not to break the recorder again.
Please don't drop it.
So it's also next to the deep fried Twinkies. Twinkie stands, excuse me, or one of the deep-fried Twinkie stands. They also do the Italian-style fried dough zeppoles, which are kind of like a funnel cake, if memory serves. Not really sure. One thing that... One thing that we didn't mention is that the two of the spaghetti are right next to each other. We're at the Spaghetti Eddies. Oh, no, they're both Spaghetti Eddies. They just got two... I'm dumb. It could be the fact that my mind is shutting down, trying to get something to process the food. But you know, we'll do what we can as I try to muddle through. Oh my. It's got a little screw in it.
This is a bad idea. I can already tell you right now, this is like fried bologna bad idea. Let's get out of the middle of the street.
Should probably check for any area bathrooms.
When I'm dressed up, I'm undercover.
Oh God.
Oh, there's a grease trail.
Oh God. Why? What?
Why? God, why?
Your super stick is sagging a little bit there, buddy. That has a pained look on your face. He's struggling. He's making out words. He's questioning several philosophies.
That's gross. It's gross.
It's gross. That's what I'm getting from him is gross. I will.
Your turn.
I'll take a shot at this. And I'm gonna go for the little blister on the side.
Oh, that's gross. I don't want any more of that. That's really weird and gross.
That is bizarre. It's and is and like when they say a pepperoni stick, I assume like a pepperoni stick, like a meat stick.
Right.
No, this is an entire kebab with slices of pepperoni on it. It's not good.
It's good. It's not good. Let's keep walking.
It's too much.
It's gross. The batter is weird.
And they didn't cook it. They didn't completely cook it.
It's soggy and disgusting. That was really gross.
So stay away from Spaghetti Eddie's.
Yes.
All right, we're going to need something that really blows our socks off, because it's been a disappointing half hour overall.
Not our best trip.
Not our best, but that's okay. But it's not our fault. We didn't make it. And that almost makes it worth it right there. Straight ahead.
Where are we going?
No, it's 11 o'clock. For God's sakes.
I can't tell time.
Never mind.
Give me a shirt.
It's gone. The moment's passed.
I got to throw this away. I don't want to carry it.
You don't want to be seen with it.
No, I don't. Kind of like you. I don't want to be seen with it.
I wouldn't blame you.
All right, let's cut down this way.
All right.
Seriously, what the hell?
I don't want you, like, getting angry at the end of the show here.
I'm not angry.
Like,
it's just... Not angry.
Just disappointed?
Just disappointed. I'm like a disappointed father at this point, you know?
You expected better.
Right. You could do so much better.
You could.
And that was terrible.
That was not good. That to me is a lot like...
bad.
To me, that was similar to, like, a fried, like, the deep fried butter. It's like, no, that's not good.
No. The deep fried Kool-Aid.
The deep fried Kool-Aid, yeah, same thing. Where it's like, you know, where you're doing it just for shock value and it's just not working.
Correct. All right. We're about to hit our last bit of the fair here.
We got the Eagles going, though. It's kind of appropriate that we're doing Hotel California just because it has been so disappointing.
We're gonna do the Machinery Hill loop.
All right, are the cookies on this path?
No.
Okay.
Do you need cookies?
I would like to get cookies on the way out.
We can get cookies on the way out.
Yeah, we don't have to do that, like, now.
Right. You had to get cookies last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
We ended up getting, like, $20 worth of cookies, and we had to force as much of it down as we could to get the thing shut.
Yeah.
Which is part of the deal.
It is kind of the deal, yep.
All right. I need something to drink.
So do I.
Right now, how does RC hit you?
RC hits me good.
Right.
And we are right by, again, the headquarters of your nemesis, the butterfly
yes.
cage.
Yes.
I think I see a picture of you in there as if they're priming for your arrival.
Wouldn't shock me.
If you don't know what we're talking about, I guess you just have to listen to previous shows, but... Dave has a somewhat strained relationship with the butterfly family. I will stay here while you get us delicious RC soda. So I've noticed that The Jersey Shore has definitely influenced fashions this year at State Fair. A lot of epically bad tans. A lot of guys with epically bad tans. Yeah, just a lot of hair gel, a lot of product. It's just me. Is there a lot more blondes this year?
It might be just you.
Maybe just me. Maybe my tastes are shifting. I don't know. I'm just noticing it more.
All right. Let's keep moving.
All right.
Up to Machinery Hill we go. I started walking. You were there.
Takes a while to get my body moving. Body moving. Body moving.
God, that was gross.
That was a bit much.
If there's anything to be learned from this year's show, is stick to what you know.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the things we've liked the most have been the apple pie.
Yep. We liked the Yosemite sandwich.
I think there could have been more to it, but you know, like more stuff, like a little more meat to it.
A little
you know.
More. I would have liked to have like a discernible onion ring on there.
Yeah, that'd be
rather
good.
Than just kind of onion ring.
Onion scrapings.
Yes.
But the.
Sorry about that.
It's a Catholic church over there.
Yes.
Let's find something else.
It's the Sandusky locker room.
Wow.
Wow.
So
it's important to note also that this was a scene of a crime yesterday.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, so it was this double stabbing.
Nice.
At the State Fair yesterday. So there is a heavy police presence here tonight.
I was noticing that. I was noticing a lot of cops. They're bringing in, you know, I mentioned that, you know, they got the Edina cops here.
Yep.
So they're bringing in outsiders.
Well, not that they've ever had any issues with any violent crime there.
It's Edina. What are they going to do?
They're going to, you know, well, once again.
Someone keyed their Jaguar. It's like, no big deal.
And they're not going to arrest them. They're just going to be very disappointed.
It's very disappointing. So to me, this is always kind of the, this is the boring part of the fair.
I disagree. I actually enjoy, this might be my favorite part of the fair.
Is it because of all the little children?
No, not,
you like the little children?
Not the kiddie midway. I'm talking about Machinery Hill because it harkens back to the old fair. You know, where it was just about showing your livestock and combines and tractors and all sorts of stuff.
Are you pining after your
I'm pining for your
farming forefathers?
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. I'm missing the olden times.
Uh-huh.
But it's typically less crowded up here.
It is because it's the boring part.
But there is good food to have up here.
Sure. You got your Pronto pups up here.
They also had the big dog stand.
Which is one of your favorite places.
One of my favorites, but I'm not feeling up to it right now.
No.
Yeah. But that's an all beef footlong hot dog with the sautéed onions. Oh yeah.
Oh, you don't got to tell me.
Yeah.
I know.
It's seriously good. Probably the best hot dog at the fair. It makes me happy.
Do we want to stop at the junior doctor camp and get a stomach pump?
I'd like to get the taste of that out of my mouth. That was...
Here, have some more RC.
That was seriously one of the grossest things I've ever eaten.
What really killed it was you had really buttery garlic, but it was uncooked.
Right.
Like, that's what killed it, because it was just, like, mush. Oh, look, they're probably stuck up there.
That would be hilarious. We never rode that, did we?
No, we did the other one. Gone too fast.
Tell you what, we'll take this one back.
No, because the way I'm feeling, I'm going to have like a poo emergency when I'm by here.
Well, do you want to, should we take a little bathroom break? Because I could pee.
You want to pee?
I need to pee.
All right.
All right, and the nice restroom's up here.
All right, we'll stop here.
All right.
And we're back.
Minor,
minor pit stop.
I don't think that was minor. Mine wasn't.
Well.
Mine was needed.
Enough. Well, it may be needed, but it could still be minor. Regardless, enough discussion of foul things.
Yes.
We're on to to fair food. Can't talk.
Yes. We're off to tempt fate again.
Off to tempt fate. Kind of did a pooping rally is really what it was.
That is an excellent way to describe
it. Yeah. So I see we're headed toward the Green Mill booth.
Yes. We're going to have...
This seems wrong.
Really, I'm really worried at this point. So we need something to redeem.
The fair as a whole.
Right. Because it's been a bit of a disappointment. And so we're going to tempt fate.
Okay.
And we're going to have a cheeseburger on stick.
I'm sorry, say that again. I couldn't quite hear you.
We're going to have the cheeseburger sticks.
Cheeseburger sticks?
Yes.
Now, they also have spaghetti sticks.
I'm not doing any more Italian anything at the fair ever.
We do tend to get busted on that fairly regularly. Yeah.
That was... it was so, so, so bad.
So bad. Now, one place we haven't hit, I don't know if it's on our route or what.
What's up?
But the place that we always get the buffalo from, they had the taco corn dog last year.
Axel's. They don't have anything new this year.
They don't have anything new this year. What?
I know.
That was always like the highlight.
Right. What weird stuff could they come up with?
But it was always good. See, that's the thing. That was what set them apart, is they would do weird crap, but they're like, it would be good weird crap.
It was almost as if they put in the effort to taste test their stuff.
Almost.
They actually got high enough to.
Well, I'm sure there was a bit of usage at the Axles.
Oh.
So it's actually turning into a fairly nice night.
Yeah.
It's cooled off a bit. Could use a little more wind.
Any wind.
Yeah.
I'm so scared at this point.
Don't be scared. It'll be okay.
Scared.
Don't be scared. We'll get through this together. Now, is Green Mill, for people outside of the Minneapolis area, is Green Mill a large chain or is that a local thing?
It's a local thing.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I don't go there often.
Neither do I.
$10. Oh, dear.
Do you know where Derek went? What is the cheeseburger look like? He was right here.
They're on the top shelf there. They kind of look like egg rolls or pickles.
We can do it.
I'm scared, man.
Just do it. You can do this. Don't let it beat you.
We're going to get a cheeseburger stick. Can I get a cheeseburger stick? There you go. Thank you.
Nice sauce.
Sticks?
That's not a stick.
That's sticks.
Already that is...
We've been fooled. This is entrapment.
We've been bamboozled. Some sort of baby puke brown sauce. There's three in there.
There is three in
there. There's a third one. That's sneaky.
It spawned.
No, wait, is that four? There's four. They're growing by the moment.
I don't even want to put this in my mouth. That's what she said.
Oh, we're going to have to do that one again.
And the verdict. He's thinking. He's not looking surprised.
That's kind of what I think it was supposed to be. The drive?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
It's kind of what I expected it to be. That's the only way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's super doughy.
Yeah.
Super, super doughy. And the dough doesn't have a whole lot of flavor to it.
Nope. Well, the only saving grace from it is the pickles.
Yeah. The cheese is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ground beef. There's no, like, discernible patty in there.
No.
I'm probably going to only have a bite. Because I think this is ketchup and mustard mixed together.
Looks like it. Ooh. It's a spicy mustard.
Yeah.
This is not the redemption you were hoping for, it looks like.
No. I don't want any more of that.
Feel free.
You done?
I'm good. So, all right. I feel a foot long in our future just to go out on a high note.
Soothe the savage beast?
What happened, State Fair?
What happened, State Fair?
You used to be cool.
Now you're hanging out with the druggies.
Seriously. You're hanging out with a bad crowd.
It's like the State Fair went through puberty and started hanging out with the bad kids. They got hooked on pot. What happened, State Fair? What happened? Ugh. That was not as gross.
It was good. I think if we had hit that earlier, I think we would have been more into it.
Sheesh.
It needed more to it.
Salt?
I thought it was plenty salty.
The bread.
It was too much bread. Yeah. Way too much bread.
And it was too big of a portion.
Yeah, no one needs four of those. Unless you're in a group and you're each having
half.
You
really want it at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically like a slightly more homemade version of a cheeseburger hot pocket.
Oh, man down.
Is he okay?
He's okay.
He's good.
And he's up.
A little popcorn lossage. Nothing too big.
Nope. No scrapes. No crying.
So where are we headed now?
We're going to check out Giggles.
With him and two other guys.
Is that like a clown that'll touch you for money?
I was going to go with another Sandusky joke, but I got nothing.
Yeah. At this point, it feels like we're wasting our material on the state fair.
It's just, I know.
Granted, Sandusky jokes aren't exactly high comedy.
We're going to check this out. We're going to see what the lines are like at Giggles. If not, we're going to finish off with a red velvet funnel cake.
Oh, I saw those.
Yeah.
And that could be a good
that
way to
end.
There's
no way it would...
Bite your tongue, sir.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Might I remind you of certain power that you have to summon people and things by talking
yes,
about them.
That's true.
So, I'm just saying.
Now, if only that worked, like, monetarily.
Yeah. It only works on things that...
I would love $1 billion.
It only works on shitty things.
Damn it.
Heartbreaker. Cheese maker. Honey baker. Don't be my baby maker.
Hey, you just... That was pretty good.
I can't claim credit for that. It's lyrics to another song.
Oh.
Actually, it's called Rump Shaker is the name of that song. So, I didn't even use that one. Right now, I'm not a big kettle corn fan, but anything that's made that has to be mixed by a guy with a two-handed paddle, that says something.
He also looks like he's been in that position for a very long time.
Oh, yes. He's a bridge troll that they cart out every year. So is this karaoke or shitty band?
I don't care.
She's not that cute.
No. That's what exactly.
Oh,
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be karaoke.
Yeah, I'm not waiting in that line.
You're not going to trust it?
No. We're going to end on a high note.
We're going to end on a high note? So just keep on moving. Keep on trucking.
It is important to note that Giggles has a walleye roll this year.
Ooh.
It's called the classic walleye roll. And I did try it.
Okay.
And we'll call it a...
I think she pooed herself on that last note.
I know. That was a really awkward way to end that. It was like a tuna fish sandwich on brioche.
That doesn't sound that bad.
But at $8?
Yeah, that's a bit much.
You can get a foot-long sub at Subway. Tuna sub at Subway. That's twice as much food.
Plus, money goes to Jared.
Plus money goes to Jared. And spend $3 less.
Plus tax.
Plus tax.
So, having gone here now twice, do you feel that there's a bit of a price inflation going on? And the prices seem more out of whack than normal?
Or? A little bit. A little bit. The prices on, like, normal, I wouldn't want to call them normal everyday fair food, but that's what they are. Prono Pups and Corn Dogs, the Prono Pups have gone up a quarter. And the regular, you know, poncho dog or corn dog is gone up 50 cents.
Oh.
So, scandal. Oh, my God. This needs to be better.
Well, we're going to end it on the funnel cake.
I know, and it needs to be good. I haven't had it. It needs to be good. We need redemption.
No, we're well and redempted here.
Funnel cake redemption.
The fair needs redemption.
Yeah.
We are innocent. We are victims.
I hate crime.
I wouldn't push it that far.
Against my stomach. It wasn't good.
I think we got that.
It was terrible.
Yes, I know. Show me on the doll where the super stick touched you.
Exactly.
Right by the giant sing-along.
Which is about 25 mics embedded into the ground, and it's like singing karaoke with about 100 people.
Makes sense.
Got a giant, you know, 80-foot screen that flashes all the song lyrics up. Oh boy.
We have to walk right past it because that's where the funnel cake is.
Yep.
So what is this inflated monstrosity?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
We have to look. So where are we?
We're in the northeast corner of the fair. Very northeast corner of the fair.
Okay.
And it's some
It's a luminarium. It says the wait is 20 minutes.
And I have no idea what it is.
It looks like some sort of... It looks like a scene from Killer Clowns from Outer Space is what it looks like.
I've seen that.
I know you have.
I saw it at...
I think you watched it at one of my movie nights.
I think I did. I don't know what it is.
I can't tell what it is either, but it's not worth waiting 20 minutes.
No. Ooh. All right. Ending on a high note. Red Velvet Funnel Cake. Yes. That's Dash Cocoa.
No, I don't think we've had a funnel cake on the show ever.
I don't think I've ever... I've never had a funnel cake at the fair, period.
Really?
Really. There's no way to screw this up. Dash of cocoa, brushed with butter, dusted with powdered sugar, drizzled with cream cheese glaze. The sugar alone can't screw it up.
You know, I hate to say this, but you're talking this up too much.
No, we need this. I need this.
I understand that you need this, but maybe dial it back a little bit.
I need this to work out for me.
Wow, you weren't kidding. It's like 30, 40 mics. On sticks. I would totally take a mic and just like start doing like white power themes and things like that.
No, just random. The random songs that have nothing to do with it. Just do, you know, they're doing Celebrate by Kool & the Gang.
Yeah, I noticed.
You should get up there and do Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. Just bring the mood down.
We gotta do it to the rhythm. All right, I'm benching it again. See if he sees me. I really hope this works, mostly for Dave's sake. He just seems so heartbroken. I think that it's appropriate that this song is playing now because we really need it. We need something to buoy our spirits. Yay, Kool & the Gang's done. Oh my god. This is a very inappropriate song coming up. So the song is, the new one is going to be the I Got Friends in Low Places. And it sounds like you've got 100 10-year-olds singing drunkenly. Apparently the Kidz Bop version of Deer in Low Places, Friends in Low Places. Now the Red Funnel Velvet Cake, the Red Velvet Funnel Cake is at the Jurassic Jumbo Corn Dog Station. And they also do their strawberry smoothies, just in the regular funnel cakes. And a trolley goes by. Hello, trolley. They're selling their chicken sausage on the trolley. It's really surreal listening to dozens of teenagers sing Friends in Low Places. I got nothing else to say at this point. I'm just watching in awe this crowd sing Garth Brooks while I wait for this funnel cake to appear. Got random people singing the song as they walk by. Alright, we have confirmation of funnel cake. It's appearing. It appears birthday cake style. I don't know, I'm kind of enjoying listening to the kids sing Garth Brooks. I can also have heard a Kidz Bop version of Friends in Low Places. So that looks like a pile.
It is a pile. There's no way we're finishing this. I can smell it from here. Oh. It is exactly as you described. It is a red velvet cake with some cream cheese frosting and some powdered sugar on it.
That's higher than some.
I'm sure it is. It's just out of the fryolator. Ooh. That's pretty wicked.
Yeah.
I'm going to move my arm because otherwise it looks like we're a couple.
Yep.
I didn't mean to that.
It's so hot.
Oh, I know my love is hot. My hot, sweaty man love.
One mistake we made on this. Napkins.
I can hold it while you go get napkins.
No, I'm good.
Huh.
So, what's your take on this?
I like it. It's clearly made fresh.
Very fresh. I saw them dip the grease off of it.
Nice. I like the red velvet.
I do too.
It's a good flavor. It's not overwhelmed by the friedness of it. It works with the sugar and the cream cheese dressing. Or frosting.
We'll call it dressing.
Dressing, frosting, whatever.
It looks kind of like a salad.
Kind of.
Most unhealthy salad ever.
Yeah. Here, how about I hold it?
Good call. I'm ending up wearing most of it already.
Fine. So yeah, I think this is a fine addition. Nah. I'm a big fan of red velvet, period.
Me too.
So whenever I get the opportunity, I try to jump on it.
It's a good batter.
Yeah, it is.
It's a better than expected batter. And it's kind of one of those, I don't want to paint the stand as something negative, but it looks like every other stand out there.
Yeah.
Every other fair stand you've ever seen. It just so happens that they're doing something kind of unique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better than, you know, I've had a funnel cake before. I've had funnel cakes. I've just never had one at the Minnesota State Fair. But I feel like this is sweet redemption.
Yeah.
It's definitely, you definitely have to share it.
Yeah. It's a full-size funnel cake.
It's daunting.
But it's not heavy.
No.
You know, it's not.
We're only like a third into it.
Well, true, but I mean, just the fact that it's deep fried dough
covered in cream cheese, like cinnamon roll ice cream, icing. Jesus, can't talk. Like, it should be heavier than it is. Right. I mean, it's clearly sticky, it's clearly substantial, but it's not heavy, it's not greasy. It was fried about the perfect amount of time.
Right.
Where you get a little bit of the crust, but still chewy on the inside.
And that brush of butter.
Yeah. Because that adds a lot to it.
You're not just getting straight sweet. You got that little salty.
So do they brush it before they fry it?
They fry. Because the way you fry a funnel cake is basically you're just squirting dough out of like a shooter and put it in whatever looks like a shape.
Yeah.
And then it fries up. You pull it out like a bird's nest.
Uh-huh.
Then it gets brushed with
the... Then it gets brushed, sure. Because yeah. I was thinking, because the more amazing thing is the fact that it is fried, but it still retains that red velvet flavor.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, so many of these where it's just, you just taste the oil. You know, much, you know, pretty much the opposite of the Holy Land, where it's clear that they're rotating that oil. Because that oil, I can imagine, would just get worthless extremely quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So you think the booths around the sing-along got a reduced rate this year? Because they had to put up with that the entire time?
I hope so. I'd be about ready to kill myself.
I can imagine. Although I imagine, like, you know, some of these booths, it's pretty loud on the inside.
Yeah. Do you want any more?
Yeah, I'll have a little bit more. Well, I'm trying to figure out what song this is.
Rolling in the Deep.
Never heard this song.
By Adele.
Oh, it's that Adele song.
Yeah. That's on the radio. All the time.
I actually hear it in commercials. I don't really listen to the radio. What's interesting is you can tell that the teenage girls have taken over the mics. I'm so glad I know what the words of the song is now.
Yeah. I had no idea what the words of the song were.
I thought it was about a ham.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know what the name of the song was.
Oh. Where did you get the ham from?
I don't know. She just sounds like a girl that sings about ham.
So it looks like a girl that sings like ham.
Yeah, but she would wreck you.
Think so?
She'd be one of those people that's either like extremely boring to be with or just like a mental case.
I'm gonna
like,
go.
There's no in between. I dug her before. I hate to be the hipster on this, but
yeah, you're gonna sound
no. But she had a song where she was the video was hers. She was laying on a sidewalk and singing.
Chasing Pavement.
Chasing Pavement.
Yeah.
I dug that song. I mean, this is a good song, but this is a good commercial song.
Yeah.
I dug Chasing Pavement.
Yeah.
Shall we keep moving here?
Yeah.
Are you done with this?
I'm done with it. It was a good way to end, but you have to have four people.
Yeah.
Two. That is too much for two.
It's too much for two. Now, which direction are we going here?
That way.
So do we want to wrap up here?
Let's wrap up.
All right. Well, let's head toward the garbage can.
All right. Which might be the theme of the show and the name of the show. The garbage can.
The garbage can. I think it should just be, what happened? What happened to you?
The state fair starts hanging out with the bad kids.
That's right. You got crab fritters over there.
I don't want anything more fried.
All right. As I lick...
Lick it clean.
Lick frosting off my fingers. All right.
We'll wrap it up.
Wrap it up. So, opinions?
What was the high... All right, so, God. Things that surprised me.
Yeah.
I liked the poutine a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yes, and that for me, and only because we'd had the deep-fried apple pie before, yeah. I think the poutine was the thing of the show for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thing of the food of the fair.
I would agree with you.
Yep.
That
deep-fried apple pie is always good.
Yeah, there's...
Really. But we've had that before, so...
Think about that. That's hard to screw up.
It is.
You really got to work hard.
Basically, a gourmet McDonald's apple pie.
Yeah.
With good ice cream.
With
terrific ice cream.
Yeah.
So that was good. I liked the Yosemite sandwich.
As did I.
I liked the Ole Cannoli.
Yeah, that was good.
Surprisingly, it was hot out when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice and cool.
Yep.
So it was almost like, oh, this is kind of a nice way to go about it.
Yep.
So that was good. The beef tongue taco was good.
Beef tongue taco was good. It was a little sloppy for my taste, yes. But you know, that's just kind of how it works.
I liked the Great Balls of Fire.
Those were very good.
Yeah.
Well, and I would recommend those to just about anyone.
Yeah, those had great flavor. It was
great flavor.
It was hot. It's not for the faint of heart, but it's not like...
I don't even know if it's not for the faint of heart. It's just you got to know what you're getting into.
Yeah. Buyer beware.
Yeah.
Buyer beware.
That makes it sound worse than it is.
Well, it is. It is hot. If you have a mild taste, it's going to be hot. It's going to hurt.
You know, Minnesota gets a lot of crap for being very spice averse.
Right.
And, you know, the joke always is that, you know, ketchup's too spicy.
Right.
Well, I found out that, you know, sometimes stereotypes are there for a reason.
Yeah.
My wife works with a woman that couldn't handle original recipe Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It was too spicy. That's a bit much.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
But anyway.
Finger of shame.
Finger of shame to that anonymous person.
Oh, well, I was going to go finger of shame to,
Spaghetti Eddie's, that was just... And you know, I seem to think we've been there before and we were similarly disappointed.
So I don't remember what it was, but I will never order anything.
I think it might have been the Super Stick, now that I think about it.
I know, because it was new this year.
Was it? Something like that, though.
That was horrible. The cheeseburger sticks were awful.
I don't think they were awful. I think that they weren't great.
Poorly constructed.
They weren't great. And I think that the opinion was clouded by the fact that it was the latest in a long line of disappointments.
Right.
I think if we had had them first, we would have liked them a little more than we did. Yeah. But I still think we wouldn't have been like, oh my God, that was awesome.
Lamb testicles, not great.
Yeah.
I would recommend.
Underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed. That's a great way to put it. Underwhelmed. The antipasto.
Maybe
platter.
Get it. Well, before we move on, the lamb thing, I think we, one of us, whoever said it, I'm going to give you the credit because it was probably you, said about the grease, where they probably haven't changed the oil.
Right.
And I think that would be one of those things that would be really good, like, early.
Yes. Like, you know, it's like cheese curds.
It's like cheese curds.
You
got to
get them early in the morning.
Yep. And, but the problem is very few people want to have deep-fried lamb testicles first thing in the morning.
True.
Few. I'm not saying nobody.
Right.
Sure, there's somebody out there that was just like, that is how they wake up.
Yeah, that is
their best part of waking up, is lamb testicles in their cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad one of us did that.
I'll jump on that grenade. That's fine.
Well played, sir.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on. What was the other one that you were talking about?
Antipasto platter.
Antipasto.
This is the biggest rip-off.
I mean, really.
You get more food in the $3.50 container at Super Target out of the deli.
Yep.
With the same stuff in it.
Yeah.
More food.
And it was just, again, for something that they made a deal of that they're highlighting local bison. Was it bison or buffalo? Buffalo, okay.
It's the same thing.
I used to think that, but somebody corrected me on that.
I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
You know, I could be wrong. Yeah. I don't know. Regardless, they were highlighting it, and there was two pieces in that giant thing.
Bale horn, party of one.
Yeah, it was. That was the most disappointing.
Yeah. If we have the beer sampler again, we're going to share with more.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with the sample. I think part of it is our fault and part of it is their fault.
Okay.
Our fault is that we tried to shotgun it.
Yeah.
They looked like
tiny glasses. It was like Dixie cup size.
Yeah, but you know what? If you looked around, nobody else was trying to blow through them.
Good point.
Okay.
But nobody else was recording a highly acclaimed and well-listened to podcast.
I understand that. But the other side is when your only options are hoppy and dark.
Yeah.
That seems like a there's a misstep there. You know, there needs to be something lighter, something a little more. And I get that you're trying to highlight craft beer and the dark beers and the hoppy beers are the hot things right now. But you got to give some options for people.
Right.
You know.
It was
because some of those were
too quick.
Because like that APA, that would scare most people if they had that.
That was bowls.
Like, even if you're like a regular, like, furious drinker.
Yep.
Like, that was a step above that. And, yep. and again, that one was the creepy one because you smelled it and it was just like, okay, this might be like a wheat, like a blue moon, something like that.
And that was as I brought it up to my lips, that was what was in my brain.
Yeah. You're thinking floral. That. You think even like a saison, you kind of add a little bit of that, like that. They get the floral notes and the kind of citrusy. Then you take a hit of that, and it's just like, oh my god, I've just ate a cigar.
Right.
And it was just like, oh. I mean, it was fine, but it was one of those where it was just, you know, it's not something that I'm gonna be like, that's what I want again.
Yep.
And if you're not expecting it, that's just
buyer beware.
Yeah.
Buyer beware. It would be an excellent thing if there's more than two of you.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
And I think it's along the same lines as our very last thing, which was the red velvet funnel cake.
Mm-hmm. And I think the funnel cake was very good.
Yeah. I would agree.
You know, but again, it was just a lot, especially at the very end. Again, I think if we'd had it at the beginning, I think we probably would have killed that pretty easily.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah. No, I'm talking early in the trip, not early in the day.
Oh, gotcha.
If that was the first thing we had, similar to the cannoli.
Okay.
In fact, I think it almost would have been better if we had ended on the cannoli.
Yeah.
Started on the funnel cake and ended on the cannoli.
I agree.
Because it's a little lighter.
Would have been easier to take.
It would have.
Would have been much easier to handle.
Yep. Take it!
Now you're doing the Axl Rose strut.
This is Janis Joplin.
I know, but
not
you were doing.
Axl Rose kind of stole that from Janis Joplin, though.
Fair enough.
So
not a great.
Not a stellar year.
No.
The new stuff. Like, was there any like big highlight of new stuff that we didn't try?
Well, we talked about the walleye roll that's getting rave reviews, but I thought it tasted like a tuna sandwich.
Okay.
It just was unimpressive. It was full of walleye bones.
Ooh.
Which to me, you need to have a disclaimer right on the menu saying this does have bones in it.
And you know what? And this is not just me and my bone hatred.
Right.
But sandwiches should be bone-free.
I agree.
If it's fork and knife, then bones are somewhat acceptable. Yep. Sandwich, not cool.
Right. Or I better be able to see every single bone.
There's that, too. Yeah, at the very least, be able to see
the bone. I'm right.
I think Dee Snider wants to fillet you.
I think he wants to do more than that to me. That's just me.
Are we heading toward the cookies, by the way?
We are.
Okay.
We are.
Just making sure.
I'm getting a spot.
I'm under orders, so.
No. I understand.
Yeah.
But I think I'd probably, if we're going to, you know, maybe give it a A to F rating, I'm probably going to give it a C+.
That was pretty much exactly where I was going to put it. You know, I think you hit it right earlier where it's just like, you know, go with what you know.
Yep.
This is not necessarily the year to be terribly adventurous.
Yep.
Because what is out there isn't great.
And you're gonna take a valuable stomach space.
You know, here's what I would say. This is the year to hit up all of those things that were new last year that you didn't get a chance to. Because last year had some of the best new stuff.
Yeah. The apple pie.
The apple pie. The axles. The stuff that they had at axles last year.
The Euro on a stick.
The Euro on a stick at Hogan. Yeah. That was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is your catch up year.
Yeah.
This is your rebuilding year.
Yeah. Like the Vikings, they're reloading.
That's right. You know, this is your to go back, try some things that you haven't tried before but aren't necessarily new.
Right.
Because anybody can do something one year.
And there was some stuff we didn't try. We didn't try the bacon ice cream because it got absolutely horrid reviews.
You know, I have said it before, as deep a deep a love that I have for bacon.
The grease is blinding.
Sorry. The bacon ice cream has never been good to me. I've never liked it.
Yeah. So.
Got a little Three Doors Down rocking there in the...
Kidway.
Midway. Or is it the Kidway?
Kidway.
Sorry.
So C+ for this year's.
I think so.
We'll try to be back next year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We'll prepare
with a new well-oiled machine for a recorder.
If we're still recording on that thing,
I've done something seriously wrong.
Yep. Or you've done one hell of a repair job.
We should see We should say goodbye to our venerable recorder.
Yes. For you have been with us since show one.
Very beginning. It's still usable, but not very.
Yeah.
You know, I might graduate. What I might do is I might put this out to stud. Put this in the studio as a backup recorder.
That's an
machine.
Excellent idea. So we salute you, old faithful.
If you weren't still working, I would give you a Viking funeral, yes. But
we get we give you a well-fed guide.
Salute.
And on that note, I think
we should wrap it up right before I throw you into the butterfly house.
Yes.
We are, as always, brought to you by HopChart.com. On the beer note, I should mention that today they just announced that the Four Firkins, friend of ours, that they're giving away a trip for two to Belgium.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know the details.
You have to go with Albie.
I think that's what the two is. You get one person.
Do I get
and
to
Albie.
Share a bed?
I think it's implied.
Okay.
So.
Can you imagine that trip? Wrap your brain around that trip. But try to wrap your brain around that trip.
Sharing a bed with Albie in Belgium?
Oh, God. Just hair everywhere.
Hair and Foster's.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, but yeah, HopChart.com, our sponsor. Very cool of them to continue sponsoring us. And I'm hoping we're in the final negotiations for another sponsorship.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be able to announce that. It was a little delayed by vacations and things, but...
We've got some exciting stuff coming up, don't we?
We do.
Yes.
We do. None of which we can talk about yet.
No, but we will.
So, we will talk about that on our Facebook at facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. Foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife and twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. We do recommend you go out to the fair.
Yes.
I mean, even though we had a somewhat disappointing time, we're old hats at this.
Yeah.
So come out, eat whatever you want.
Nothing could be worse than what we had this year.
I'm sure something could, but it'd be tough.
It'd be awfully hard.
So, regardless of our thoughts, if you go out to the fair, let us know. That'd be the cool thing. Like, if you found something that we didn't have and you loved it, or you had something we did have that we hated and you loved it, tell us.
Because we'd like to know.
We would like to know who the hell liked the super stick.
Yeah.
We want to meet that crazy person. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.